Welcome to the Apple Science Innovators podcast series. You'll hear profiles about scientists using Apple technology to advance research and learning in colleges and universities. Enjoy the program.
Dr. Mark Williams is an adjunct assistant professor in the Department of Neurobiology at Duke University Medical Center. He is also the CEO of Modality, Inc. He earned his PhD in neurobiology from Yale University, and he is the author of 8 interactive media modules covering human brain anatomy, as well as multiple abstracts, articles, book chapters, and books. Contrary to the popular adage, Dr. Williams believes you can take it with you. But by it, he's not referring to one's life treasures. Instead, he's an enthusiastic proponent of making educational content mobile. Dr. Williams is a renowned leader in education who has helped transform the way in which students learn science. Through the development of innovative learning technologies and methodologies, Williams and the company he has founded have dramatically changed the face of education for students of all ages. While earning his doctorate in neurobiology, Williams became intrigued by the ways in which various cell systems and circuits combine to support, and sometimes thwart, brain function. As a postdoctoral fellow and faculty member in the Department of Neurobiology at Duke University, he began sharing the secrets of the brain with his medical and undergraduate students. At the same time, he began imagining ways in which high-quality visual, textual, and oral content could be loaded onto mobile devices, facilitating the comprehension of complex subjects. Apple's introduction of iPod helped bring Williams' dreams to fruition. In 2006, Williams formed Modality, Inc., joining other teachers, technologists, and designers in enabling users to access content on iPod. Modality has transformed image, text, audio, and video learning content and enabled its distribution to iPhone and iPod Touch devices. Williams notes, "The launch of Modality was really the culmination of all of the things I'd been doing in terms of developing specific tools for the focused mission of overcoming educational challenges in the biomedical sciences. With the introduction of iPod, we saw huge opportunities across all learning domains. The first iPods offered auditory learning capabilities. And with the emergence of iPods and iPhone's image and video features, visual learners now have the chance to master complex concepts as well. Though many other mobile content delivery devices are now available, Williams believes the iPhone and iPod Touch are still the premier choice for education. We get asked all the time when we're going to be on other handheld devices. But Apple's overwhelming dominance of the market is really born out of the capabilities and usability of the device. As Apple continues to make iPod more feature-rich and capable of interactivity, we're going to continue leveraging it for learning applications." The addition of iPod Touch and iPhone to the lineup offered enormous possibilities for mobile learning and assessment, and we're excited to be developing for these devices. As an innovator in educational technologies, Williams often encounters those who are dubious about transforming the traditional classroom model. He is quick to suggest that his company's products offer educators exciting new options that enhance, but do not replace, the knowledge-sharing process. Williams says, "As an educator, I always try to gauge our product offerings relative to what we think the pedagogical mission is for all kinds of content. What's most important in teaching is to create opportunities between faculty and students to problem solve together and to discuss. Now, instead of spending time in class doing the knowledge transfer, there are great tools that enable teachers and students to make better use of their time together, particularly in higher education. There is so much demand on faculty members' time. With products like iPhone and iPod, there's just no reason for educators to regurgitate basic information when it can be delivered in other ways. Now they can have a discussion of something that's more pertinent to their educational mission."
Thank you for listening. To learn more about Apple in higher education, please visit apple.com/education.